Hi.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very good. This isn't too bad, is it? I know you were not sure.
What's that?
I know you were not 100% sure of this.
I know. I'm not very...
Talking in public.
I don't normally talk in public, but I have to... I did do one podcast for Adam and Eve, actually, on parenting during lockdown and everything. But I thought it was just a voice one, but they suddenly sprung it on me 1 minute before that it was a video.
Yeah, we don't do that.
That sounds very highbrow there, one.
I was sat on my bed in my pajamas. It was one of those moments.
Are you kidding, really? I bet people read into that and thought, look at how cool she looks. Like she's just turning up so casual, as if she does this all the time in pajamas.
Yeah. We're less like the sun in that. We're more of a serious podcast.
Yeah.
We don't spring any surprises on people. But it's good to have you on.
Well, thank you. Thanks for asking me.
It's funny because Sandra sent me a message saying, you know what, it'd be really good to get Bonnie on. And I said, I know it would. I've asked her. She said no. And she went, typical.
I know. She's very proactive. And yeah, and then she was like, oh, you should just do it. And then I was like, oh, you know what? You know, it'd be good to chat to you guys.
Go on, Dave. Off you go.
Right then. So how are you finding it so far? Have you been busy in this period, Bonnie?
Yes, I have been. I went back into advertising last year. I was I was in advertising for like 10 years working with Charlotte, as you know. And then I stopped for 10 years and then had my kids and I started working with directors doing treatments and stuff, which was quite a good freelance gig when you've got kids. And then I did a scheme last year that was sort of government funded by the Creative Equals, and it was to get mothers back into advertising. Not just mothers, it was women who've had a break after for other reasons, whether it be motherhood or they've been caring for people or burnout or all different reasons. And it was a brilliant scheme and it connected me with my writer, Anna Whitaker, who I adore, and I didn't know her before. And then we got a job out of the back of it at Adam and Eve. So it was literally been a year almost, I think like last month that we were hired there. So we've been so busy during lockdown. Briefs, making stuff. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it never ends. And we're juggling homeschool. Her husband is a creative director at Mother. He runs IKEA. We've both just been so busy. And it's great. Obviously, Adam and Eve are, you know, they've got a lot of clients and, you know, everyone still wants ads, which is amazing. So we were juggling about three projects and we launched Hate Club, Whiskey and Tins and all sorts. So it's been fun, but hard.
And what was it like coming back to advertising after 10 years?
Did it seem
different in any way or just exactly?
That was it. Before I came back, I was still very connected to it through the family and friends and all my old AMV friends. We all hang out still now. We're a great bunch of people I work with. And I did think it had all changed. I was like, gosh, how am I going to know what the new technology is and all that? And you think that the world's changed and then you dip your toe back in and you realize actually nothing's changed. It's still all about the ideas. The best thing of all I realized is that all those ideas we used to have that you couldn't make, you can now do.
Right.
So all those bonkers, you know, technology things that are like maybe at the back of your presentation because you just think, oh, that would be a nice thing to do. But now I find those little ideas are the big ideas because you're much more likely to make those, the ones that are kind of different. And I think that's great because it's not so traditional anymore. But the key thing is that the idea is still king, which is great.
So on a slightly different tack, what would you recommend someone could watch, read or listen to if they're on furlough?
I've realised that I've not been watching that much. Like I haven't really been on Netflix or anything. And I did like one episode of Tiger King and I kind of gave up, which is weird for me because I normally like a good series. But what I've actually found is that I've got the kids really into like 80s and 90s movies. We've been watching things like Labyrinth and like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Princess Bride, you know, all those old, you know, where it was like not so much CGI, but like real sets and great.
I watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids because it was on, wasn't it, recently?
Yeah, it was on recently.
And I watched it with the kids. It's actually done really well for such a film that's that old.
I thought the kids wouldn't be that into it because they're so used to quite kind of fast-paced films. But they were really, you know, into it, which I thought was great.
What do you think they liked about it? Do you think they find it comforting, films of that era and that sort of vibe?
I think there's a lot more story and a lot more about relationships or what's, you know, the characters. I think maybe maybe a lot of that's hidden in effects. You know, I watch films with them sometimes and I have no clue what's going on. And they'll say, oh, it's about a spaceship doing that and that's about it. Whereas Princess Bride was just really funny last night. Frank just kept saying, why do they keep kissing? But it, you know, it was just, they really were engaged with it, which was great.
Bonnie DeMann on Instagram is pretty good, isn't it?
What's
have you
that?
Seen that? Have you seen Bonnie DeMann on Instagram? It's quite a good account.
My own one.
Yeah. It's taken a pace now. You've sort of started to run with it a little bit more. I remember when I first started following you, there was a little bit less. Yeah. And there seems to be a real change in pace with it.
Yeah, I started by taking nudes of other people. That's how the whole page came about. I only picked up a camera 2 years ago and it all happened by chance. I was with a friend and she was getting changed and I said, oh my God, your underwear matches the duvet and the wall. As I've got to take your picture. And I took a photo of her and I really loved it. And I got it printed for her 40th. And then at that 40th, like four women came up to me and said, oh my God, that picture's amazing. Can you take a picture of me? And it just sort of escalated from there. And I started to get not just friends and friends of friends. I got people on the school run coming up to me who I didn't even know. I had people through Instagram asking to be shot by me. And then I even had like a woman come from Australia, which was amazing. And she was heading to Europe and said, can I come make a stop in London and you come and shoot me in my hotel? And I was like, yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I'd never met her before. And we're now really connected. You know, I meet all these people and they're all great. Also, I just never know how it's going to turn out. I think it's absolutely terrifying. And then during lockdown, my project came about, which was Nudes in Their Hoods, which happened by chance, I suppose. Someone sent me a photo of themselves sort of naked, like a nude selfie isolation picture. They were like, you know, you inspired me to take a picture of myself. And so I sent them one back and it was a girl, which I love. You know, there's nothing kind of dodgy about it or sexual. It was just very, you know, look, I'm feeling great and brave and free during this time when we feel really not free. And then I said to her, you know, I feel really great. Like, why don't we ask other people to do this? Do you think maybe other people would want to get involved? So I kind of did a shout out on my stories and said, you know, who wants to send me their nudes? And I've literally had over 500.
Wow, really?
From all around the world. Yeah, I've had literally from Australia, India, England, America. You know, we were all locked down. We're all going through the same thing, but in our different countries and in our own way. It's just been amazing. I had someone would send me one, then I'd get one saying, oh, my wife sent you one, and now I want to. So then the husband would send one. And then I'd get grandmothers sending them whose daughters had sent one. They were like young in their 50s and their daughters were in their 20s. It became this huge thing that sort of exploded outwards, I suppose. And it's been great. You know, I mean, I nearly got my Instagram nearly got taken down a few times because I've had to censor quite a lot of the photos. So that was a bit scary because I didn't want to lose all the photos I posted and the whole account that I'd spent a long time working on. So that did worry me. But I'm now actually in the process of making a book of them, and I've got Paul Belford actually helping me, which is amazing. Yes. Yeah. I reached out to him because I was really struggling to kind of, I've got the selects that I really like, but I had an idea of how I want it to look. I just couldn't get it to work. And I messaged him and I said, would you be interested? And he was straight on it. He said, I'd love to. So I'm so happy about it. I feel together, you know, it's going to be great. I'm just so happy that he's involved.
So where can people go? Have you got like a website or anything?
It's at Bonnie Doman. I also have a website, which is linked on my Instagram. But what I'm going to try and do is, I'm not sure with the book, I may try and get it. I mean, I may self-publish or I may get it into a publisher. Hopefully people will share it when it comes out that it's, you know, that it's available. And it's all going to charity. There won't be any like profits at all. It's all going to the NHS. I feel like the whole thing is just very much a record of this time.
So when will that be out, Bonnie, do you think?
Well, Paul and I are working on it at the moment. So we're, you know, it's quite a lot of admin for it as well, because we've got to get all the approvals. And quite a lot of the photos sent to me were anonymous. So I'm actually having to contact them back through Instagram and say, are you okay? And if I use your image, do you want your name in there? And we're going to be putting people's Instagram names, not their full real names. And it will all be listed at the back. So they won't be next to the photos. I think that's quite important that it's still quite anonymous. Most people have been really happy about it. A few people have said, you know, I really want you to use my photo, but I don't want my name in it. Other people have said, you know, actually, now I know you're printing it, I don't really want to be in it, and that's fine. You know, once we get our final selects, as soon as that's done, it's getting the permissions, and then that will give us the green light to print it.
What are you thinking, 6 weeks, 3 months?
I'm hoping within the summer. I think that would be good to do it before the autumn, before lockdown ends and, you know, everyone's going back to work. Yeah, hopefully in the next couple of months it should be underway.
Cool. So is there anything in this period that you've learned about yourself?
I think that I'm quite resilient. I always thought I was quite a stressful person and things would overwhelm me, but then I realised I can juggle quite a lot, like juggling homeschool, a job, doing Zoom meetings, client meetings, you know, generating creative work. You realise that doing food shop orders, trying to find food companies that would deliver boxes of food, because at the beginning when no one could get any food, there was no supermarkets that we could get to. And I think I've realised I can juggle quite a lot, but also that the brain doesn't stop creating even when it's sort of told it has to shut down a bit. You know, we did a bit of exercise a day, but that was it. And I was thinking, God, you know, I could easily go mad here or not feel as creative as I used to. But I've started doing nudes of myself, which I'd never done before, because I've had to turn the camera on myself because there's no one else to photograph. Yeah. So that's been a real learning curve, because it's a whole other ball game doing self-portraits. And that's been really interesting, because it was a necessity, because I was like, oh, I need to shoot something, I'd like to keep going, and I've got nothing to do and shoot. So I turned it on myself, and I've really enjoyed it, but I am desperate to shoot other people.
I noticed that actually when I was following you, that obviously that must have been
the switch.
There was that weird point where you said that people were sending them in, and I knew that we were in lockdown. So I thought, well, I couldn't work out how you were shooting them. And I've noticed in the sort of last few weeks, there's more of you now.
Yeah. And actually, the other thing I've realised is that the whole time in lockdown, I've only been shooting film. Like before, I used to do a bit of digital and film, and I've done just only film in lockdown, and it's a really weird thing. And I think it's to do with almost like the diary quality of a film shot. It really represents a moment, like a real sort of snapshot, whereas with digital you might take 50 shots to get that shot. With film you can't. It's the moment right there, and it doesn't lie. I've gone through a lot of film.
And there is something interesting about film, feels more precious, so you concentrate more.
You do.
I notice that when we're shooting things nowadays with photographers, they're just lasting away all the time. And it almost makes each frame more worthless, because nobody's really concentrating. It's like, well, let's cover this, let's cover that, let's do this one.
Exactly.
Nobody ever debates anymore. Should we shoot it like this or that? You go, well, we'll cover it.
There's a lack of
focus, I think.
Yeah, and I think with film, it's like I found myself waiting for that perfect light. I don't use any lighting at all. It's all real natural light. So it's very much like, does everything work? And it's, I suppose as an art director as well, you're like, I don't want it cluttered. I want the light to be perfect. And you've only got 36 frames. So you're like, wow, you know. And then that excitement of you send it away and you can't wait for it to come back. It's like Christmas.
Yeah.
Are you drinking more or less alcohol?
Oh, God, I'm all over the alcohol.
Are you?
Yeah, definitely. Before, I used to have a time where I'd have a drink, you know, it'd be normally when I'm back from work, or, you know, on my Fridays where I don't work, it'd be like when I'm starting kids' dinner. But it's harder when you're at home and there's no kind of point in the day where you're like, oh, maybe I'll start now. So I think that it started to creep earlier, and I'd get text messages on the school WhatsApp saying, is it too early for a gin? You know, like kind of 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone was quite stressed by it.
Right, Dave, what else you got next?
I think we've got one last question, which is, have you seen any marketing advertising that you've loved or hated in this period?
Actually, it's weird because I've not really been watching much TV other than, you know, I've watched a few films and stuff. But the thing actually that caught my eye was, actually it was from our agency, it was for Calm, which is a movement against suicide. And I think it's a great thing. But they actually launched this free Google Chrome extension that like removes coronavirus news from your web browser. And I just thought, it's such a simple idea.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of suffer from it a bit, where I actually can't read the news a bit, you know, with everything going on. If you're quite a sensitive person and those things kind of go in, they don't bounce off, and you start worrying. I'm worrying about a lot of things, and if I'm worrying about people I don't know, I mean, it could just escalate. So I just thought that was a really simple thing that people could do to just switch everything off for a bit, you know, not all the time, but just make a choice. I think that's it.
Brilliant. Excellent. Well, you've been brilliant, and it's been lovely to talk to you.
And
great to talk to you. Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Alan.
Good to speak to you.
Bye.